Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Wednesday, November 12th, and it looks like we're seeing a bit of a reversal this morning. Futures are pointing higher across the board.
That's right. A decidedly green pre-market after a mixed session yesterday. The mood is cautiously bullish. We're seeing about 320 names indicating a higher open versus only about 175 pointing lower. It's a solid, broad-based setup.
And the big story seems to be the chip stocks. They were dragging things down yesterday, but now they're leading the charge. What's the catalyst?
It's a couple of things. First, NVIDIA is getting a nice tailwind. Foxconn, a key supplier, reported a 17% jump in earnings and said they see strong AI demand all the way into 2026. That's a huge vote of confidence for the entire ecosystem.
Got it. So good news for a supplier lifts the whole group. What about AMD? They were also down yesterday, but are flying this morning.
Yeah, AMD is an interesting one. They had their financial analyst day yesterday, made some really strong claims about future revenue, but the stock sold off. It seems the market just needed a night to digest it all. And now investors are buying back in, pushing it up over 5% pre-market.
So the market is finally catching up to the story. Now, on the macro front, the headlines seem, well, pretty quiet. Is that a good thing?
It's the calm before the storm. All eyes are on Washington. We have a House vote on the government funding bill scheduled for 4 p.m. Eastern today. Everyone is basically holding their breath, waiting for the government to reopen so we can get that flood of economic data we've been missing.
And I see the Fed is reportedly divided over a December rate cut. That just adds another layer of uncertainty, doesn't it?
Exactly. It keeps traders on their toes. But for now, the focus is shifting to corporate news and earnings, and we have a ton to get through.
Okay, let's hit the earnings blitz. Who are the standouts?
Circle Internet Group. Ticker CRCL is a big one. They absolutely crushed expectations, beating earnings per share by 42 cents. On Holding, the shoemaker also delivered a fantastic quarter and guided revenue higher for the full year. That stock is gapping up almost 9%.
Wow, a big move for Onon. Any disappointments?
Amdocs DOX is a mixed bag. They beat on the quarter, but their guidance for the next quarter and the full year came in below consensus. So a classic case of beat and lower, which the market never likes.
I see AT&T is also on the move. What's happening there?
That's an analyst call. KeyBank upgraded the stock to overweight from sector weight and slapped a $30 price target on it. That's a nice little boost for a name like T.
Okay, let's pivot to the technicals. We have this cautiously bullish sentiment. What are the key levels traders need to be watching on the major indices?
From a technical standpoint, the market is showing resilience. We're seeing a clear rotation from defensive sectors into growth and cyclicals like tech. For the S&P 500 ETF SPY, the key level to watch is resistance right around 690. A clean break above that could signal more upside.
And for the NASDAQ?
For the QQQ, support is around 615. And the big resistance hurdle is at 630. We saw a nice volume spike when it reclaimed the 625 level, which shows buyers are interested. A decisive move above 630 could really get the momentum going.
So what's the final takeaway for traders heading into the open? What's the game plan?
The key is to focus on continuation. Look at sectors that showed strength late yesterday, like healthcare and biotech. A name like Penn was showing late-day accumulation on strong volume. That's a potential continuation setup, but I'd be cautious chasing the chip stocks right at the bell. There could be some overhead supply there, so maybe wait for a retest.
Great advice. So, be selective, don't chase the obvious moves, and watch those key resistance levels. It's all about managing risk in this kind of environment.
You got it. Stay disciplined, watch for confirmation, and let the trades come to you. It should be an active day.
Fantastic insight, as always. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning into the Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to help you get ready for the trading day.